Hey everybody, this is Matty V coming again with another episode of the Fattening America weekly audio podcast where I share with you thoughts, ideas, and different things that I've come across in my weight loss journey. Well, what can I say about this week? Today I feel pretty good, actually. I got up and about 5:45, thereabouts, and decided that I was going to restart my morning routine from many, many months ago, which included taking my dog for a walk, which took a while with walking and everything, but it felt good to be out. Weather was fairly warm. It was in the, maybe 50s, and I know my dog was anxious and glad to be out about the town, marking his territory, something he is apt to do when we're out for a walk. Seems like we're stopping every couple of minutes for every tree, post, mailbox, rock that he gets a scent from another dog. He's got to, of course, leave his calling card as well to say, "Hey, I was here too." And I came back inside and decided I was going to do yoga this morning. Now, with my lower leg being the way it is, I decided to take it slow and did a little bit more walking than I should have on Friday. So I knew that I had to tone it down. So what I did was I grabbed my Biggest Loser yoga DVD, popped it in, customized the workout so that I did the warm-up and the cool-down. It was a total of like 12 minutes, something like that. So I did that, and let me tell you, boy, it was something else. The warm-up was really stretching. Some of the stuff when I got down on the ground, it was kind of difficult. Just because my leg isn't used to those kinds of positions. Getting up on the balls of my feet, and that was also difficult too, that I'm really weak on my left side. So that was kind of difficult to do. I did the cool down. I was thankful that I was able to do it. And it wasn't anything too strenuous. With my leg, I was able to do everything without any issues. It's just my gut got in the way, so I couldn't do too much of a forward stretch. But it'll get better as I lose weight and as my gut gets smaller. I'll be able to do that. But I was very thankful. I don't want to say proud, because pride just, pride just brings things out that, it's kind of a negative thing for me when it comes to pride. Not something that I like to use. I don't like to use the word pride too much, just because I've been prideful and I've paid for it. So instead, I like to say that I'm thankful. And I also did 10 kneeling push-ups this morning, something that I couldn't do before. I had been doing prior to the accident. I was doing like 100 in a day, but I started slow, and I was able to do 10. So that's progress for me, definitely progress. I also took a little walk about 10:45 this morning, did about a 30-minute walk, and covered about a mile, which is slower than where I was pre-accident, but it felt good to be out on the walk and just enjoy the fresh air and the sights and the sounds and the smells. It was just great to be out on a walk. Since the accident, I hadn't been able to enjoy the outdoors much because of being in a wheelchair and having an external fixator rod and just the impracticality of getting out for just a little bit to enjoy the weather was, it got to be a little bit too much. But I'm thankful for being able to be out in the weather for sure. All that was missing was a bunch of teenage kids in a car saying, "Yo, fat ass!" That's one thing that it may sound stupid, but that's one thing that I miss. I miss being heckled, being out on my walk, because it's recognition, It may be negative recognition, but it's recognition and something that, hey, people do notice me when I'm out for a walk, when they honk the horns and stick out their middle fingers as they drive by, or say, "Hey, fat ass," or "lose some weight," or "Hey, tubby." That's something that it's kind of, hey, they not notice me and they acknowledge me, they acknowledge my existence. It's a lot better than being ignored. I've been ignored too. And I always thought it was funny for people to, they're trying not to be obvious, but in not trying to be obvious, they're way obvious when it comes to ignoring people. It's kind of hard to ignore a 400-pound fat man in a wheelchair with his legs sticking straight out, in a store or in church or, walking, going down the hallway. It's just really hard to ignore that, and I think it's funny. Lately I've been taking baths. That's something that I hadn't been able to do for like 6 months. And some people out there may gripe and say, "Oh, taking a bath, it's just sitting in your own filth and blah blah blah, this, that, and the other thing." But there's soap in the water. I put in some body wash that I have. I put that in there, and the hot water and everything. It's like it's more relaxing to me than anything else. I'm able to sit down, read a book, just relax and just soak. I also take that time to massage my lower leg. I don't know, it just seems easier to massage it when I'm sitting in a bathtub than it is to, when I'm sitting on a bed or something like that. Just, I don't know, with the hot water loosening up the muscles and the tendons and everything, and just sitting there and rubbing it, I guess makes it that more accessible, maybe. I'm able to get in there a little bit deeper with the relaxed muscles and whatnot. But yeah, I just it's a little things like that. When you have a traumatic event like I have, you miss those little things. The heckling, yeah. It used to get on my nerves when I used to walk, but now I welcome it. Taking a bath, you spend 3 months, 4 months getting a sponge bath and getting a shower maybe once a week. Let me tell you, when you're able to take a shower on your own or even get into a bathtub by yourself, it's amazing. It's like I said, it's the little things. The little things that you take for granted when you're able to do them or use them or enjoy them. And when you're not able to, you really, really long for those. And I'm very thankful for that. So, when you look around and think that your life is crappy and things aren't going your way, you just got to start thinking about the little things that are going right in your life and be thankful for those. Not being prideful, of course, saying, "Hey, at least I've got it better than the homeless guy walking on the street." I kind of look at that as kind of a pride thing. I'd rather say, "Hey, I'm thankful that I wake up each morning, I get out of a bed that I own, that I have a roof over my head, that I have food on the table, that I can drive my car to a job that I have. You know, being thankful is a big thing. Being thankful for what you have, for sure. You know, I do have some wants. There are things that I want. I do find myself at times being envious of other people. But if I really take a step back and look at my situation, I look at it as, you know what, I have it a lot better than I think, you know. The things that I desire, those are only wants. I have everything that I need, you know. I have a job. Like I said, I have a job. I have a car. I have a house. I have a wife. I have two great sons. I got food in the refrigerator. I've got video games. I've got wireless internet in my house. I've got, you know, everything. I've got more than I really need. And the wants that I have, they're really meaningless when I think about it. And that's the kind of an approach to life that you need to have. You need to be thankful for what you have. You don't need to be, not to say that there's nothing wrong with wanting more, and that's fine. I mean, you can want more, you can want a better life for yourself, but don't let that be the, you know, don't let pride, don't let greed, don't let envy get in the way of that. I'm not where I want to be. There are things that I want to do and places I want to go and all that. I just got to sit down and make a plan for that to happen. So, but I can't allow that to be the only singular drive in my life. Because if I do that, then I'll be missing out on a lot of other things. There's I posted it today. I heard about it. Darius Rucker, you might remember him from Hootie and the Blowfish. On Spotify, if you don't have Spotify, I highly recommend that you get it. You just go to www.spotify, that's spotify.com, and sign up for a free account there. Spotify, it's like a internet, basically an internet radio station, but not only do they have different radio stations, you have access to thousands upon thousands of tracks from just about any artist you could think of. There are a few that aren't on there, like the Beatles, Pink Floyd, a few others that aren't available through Spotify, but there's many, many others. I found through my searches on Spotify, I found new artists to enjoy. It's just an amazing thing. It's free. They do have ads that come on like every third song. It's like a 30-second or a minute ad. Not long at all, but you have access to thousands of music tracks. They have a pay service. You want to pay, like, I think it's like $10 a month. You want to pay like $10 a month, it'll take out the ads. And you can also save whatever playlist you have. It's for you to play on a mobile device, like on an iPod or iPad or iPhone or any other, Android devices. I guess they have a Spotify app. If you have a Western Digital TV Live Plus, that has a Spotify app on it, you can use it with that as well. I'm not sure if I'm going to jump into the $10 a month, just because I can handle the commercials. I mean, it's a lot better than terrestrial radio. Terrestrial radio, just, they have too many ads. It seems like they have, you know, 15, 20 minutes worth of ads for every 40 minutes of music. And here you're only getting a 30 to a minute ad for every 3 or 4 songs, which is totally fine with me. But anyway, Darius Rucker came up on there that he's got a new song, Wagon Wheel, which is a re-recording of an Old Crow Medicine Show song. I've never heard of Old Crow Medicine Show, but it's got a twangy kind of beat. The video has members from the TV show Duck Dynasty on it. Darius is really starting to or has been for many years, trying to get away from the college radio pop persona of Hootie and the Blowfish. And I think he's really coming to his own with doing a lot of things when it comes to country music and contemporary music, and Wagon Wheel is just something that was really cool. But to finish my thought, one of the songs on there is called This, and it's a pretty cool song. I like it. He goes through all different things, like, you know, for every stop sign, every stoplight that I missed, every girl that broke my heart, this, that, and the other thing, I just thank God that it all brought me to this. And it's a good song with a good message, because, you know, everything that happens to you in your life has brought you to this point. And I mean, the accident for me, with everything that's happened to me over the past 6 months, I mean, it's brought me to here, brought me to now. And I'm thankful for that, for sure. Do I wish the accident never happened? Well, of course I do. You know, do I wish that I had my Lucerne back? Of course I do. But since the accident, I've had many experiences. I've met many people that I otherwise wouldn't have met, and experiences that I wouldn't have had, and money I wouldn't have had before because of the, you know, totaling out of my vehicle and replacement wages and, you know, this, that, and the other thing. All of those experiences and things brought me to here, and it's made me a better person in some ways. It's made me a worse person in others, with negativity and just kind of a, you know, glass half empty kind of deal. But I'm just thankful, I guess. I'm thankful for the experiences that I've had. I'm thankful that I'm able to work them out, as far as my mental state goes. And, you know, don't give up, and I'm not going to give up. I'm going to continue on with my weight loss journey. It's going to be slow going, but hey, I'm willing to keep up with it. I'm willing to continue on. So I hope you continue to join with me. If you want to visit my blog, it's www.maddystribe.wordpress.com. You can also go to my website. It's www.iweighedmorethanjared.com. Just check it out. I haven't touched your site in a while, but I probably should. But yeah, I blog every day, so be sure to check out that blog. And we're coming up on 18 minutes, so until next time, this is Matty V saying we'll see you on the Fattening of America audio podcast.